You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Deshaun Gibson signed his tender over the weekend, was back at minicamp this week. Now, sat out, didn't participate, nursing a minor hamstring injury, but he's back in the building. I actually talked to him today. He's in very good spirits and reiterated once again that he believes this is the best secondary in the National Football League. Singled out a couple of guys, a couple of young guys, Kaywan Williams, Pierre Desir, as guys to watch who are going to be big impact players for this team. So he also spoke with the media, and here's what he had to say.
So can you, are you happy to be back, and kind of and how are you feeling about this thing?
I'm in a good place. I'm definitely happy to be back. Anytime you've been in a situation, I'm happy to see, man, these are the guys that I've been battling with, built friendships and relationship with. Happy to see the coaches, have nothing but love and respect for them. You know, see my guys, Joe, Dante, you know, all those guys, man, in the locker room, Carlos, man, who I've been keeping in contact with throughout this whole offseason, just to be back in a football atmosphere, you know, which I've been missing for so long, man. That thing right there is something that gets downplayed, man, but you miss the whole vibe of being around the fellas and the camaraderie around that part. So from that aspect, yeah, I'm definitely happy to be back, man. I'm happy to be back in the city of Cleveland. It's a lot of good things to positive to be here.
Are you bitter though that you were basically forced to sign that tender?
No. I understand at this point that the Browns conduct themselves and they have a business to run. I understand that they have a job to do, and you know, I can't be bitter about that situation. At the end of the day, this game is football, and just being positive about it. I know that one day my hopefully, eventually, rather sooner than later, that we could get something worked out. This will be something that's far in the past. But as of right now, I can't be bitter. I'm blessed. I'm in good health, good spirits. And, you know, I understand that the Browns is conducting themselves and they got to make the right moves for the team. And I got to do what's best for me, and we're going
to
go from there.
Are you trying to get something done now, or is just everything on hold and you're just going to play the tender and see how the year is going to play itself?
You know, things are ongoing, but one of the things that me believing in myself is I'm not afraid to plan the tender, and I know what lies after this season. So I believe that if we can't get something done, I know that the Browns definitely want me to be here. I feel like they want me to be here. I hope they do. And I want to be here. I love the city of Cleveland. I love talking to you guys as much as possible. So, you know, I would love to be here. But at the end of the day, I understand that, you know, I see the game of football. I've seen guys like TJ Ward, who was one of my closest friends. You know, I've seen guys that bust a screen. And the reality of this business, no matter who you are, it could come a day where, hey, I'm not suiting up in a Browns uniform, but that's neither here or there right now. I'm back now. I've signed this tender, and I know that I'll be a Cleveland Brown at least for this next year.
Sean, the coach seemed a little frustrated that you showed up with a hamstring injury. Where did that happen? How did it happen?
Training, making sure that I was coming back in tip-top shape. Wanted to be in the most physical peak of my career, making sure that I was ready to come back and perform. And you know, things happen when you're grinding, and it's something that's more so a precaution than anything. If we had to play today, if this was a Sunday, I'd definitely be out there playing with my guys. So it's more so one of the things that the trainer said, hey, it's more so a precaution than anything, so it's nothing serious. The knee is good. The knee is 100%. Feel like it did before the injury. And you know, the hamstring is just, you know, something a little tight. It's something that you don't want to further be problematic, and then, hey, you having to rehab it, and then it's something that's lingering on at the training camp. We'd rather fix the problem now, get rid of it, and then be ready to train and get ready for training camp before we go.
Why were you even close to getting that long-term deal done?
You know, I don't really want to speak on specifics of that. The deal didn't get done is what I can say. As much as I would have liked it to get done, it didn't get done. And I felt like that it was close to getting done. But the fact of the matter is, you know, things in contracts that I had no idea about, you know, surface. And, you know, it's things that going through the situation opened my eyes up to a lot of new things. And, you know, you say, hey, it didn't get done. And hopefully they feel the same way about me as I feel about them, you know, have the same respect for me and moving forward. But like I said, if things can't get done, I'm fully prepared to pan to this tent and do what I got to do this year. Absolutely.
You worked so hard from getting here as an undrafted free agent. It was all about football. Have your eyes been open to kind of the business world, even though you saw players
for sure
go?
For sure. I can say that's one of the biggest things that's something that I noticed, and I pride myself on being a humble guy. Just being in a situation is a humbling experience, but you know, I took the hard road. you know, and I'm not asking for a pat on the back, but I felt like once I got to a point, you know, I felt like, hey, I deserve what I feel in my heart, what I deserve. And if it can't be reached and if we can't come to, you know, both sides, this is a two-way street, you know. I'm not asking them to come play basketball on my court. I understand that we got to come to a mutual agreement. But at the same time, I felt like, you know, when I felt like I deserve something, if not, it's no bitter feelings. I'm going to be the same guy that I was last year. I'm not going to have a bitter attitude or anything. I'm going to come through and be the same guy that they can depend on and just go from there at the end of the day.
Was it a little bit of a diss to you that that they gave you the second round tender instead of the first? Were you mad about that?
Me being a player that I am, you would like to say, hey, man, I would say the most frustrating part about it was, hey, it was a possibility that I could have went somewhere else. And I felt like as a player, you know, everybody know the first round tender is kind of like the don't touch zone. And, you know, for the most part, the second round is. But I wouldn't even quite call it a diss. It was more so frustration. Like, hey, you know, they hit me with a second round tender. And it was that part about it that kind of pushed me back and said, hey, you know, this is a business. You know, when I talked to them and they explained what the second round tender was about, that really opened my eyes and said, hey, I understand that this is a business. And I just got to conduct myself like a business. You know, I can't be that wide-eyed undrafted rookie no more. So I got to conduct it and understand that that's how it works. So was it a diss? No, because, you know, everything in this league is about business. And when you, the sooner you understand that, the easier you'll be able to get out of your feelings. So would I've liked to be first round tender? Absolutely. I mean, make no mistake about it. It don't take a rocket scientist to see that I wasn't as pleased, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm here and I'm ready to play football.
You mentioned Buster Screen, uh-huh. And you're not alone. A lot of guys in the secondary have mentioned Buster Screen, how they loved him, like a great teammate. So, yep. Two part question. He's not here anymore. Mm-hmm. But number two, do you look at him and say, wow, that guy got paid?
God got Buster's like my brother, man. And you know, I actually went down to Atlanta, went to New York, and seen him. And you know, he's like a brother to me. We actually going to Disney World together with the kids in July. So, but yeah, you look at it, you say, hey, I'm pretty sure Buster was in the same situation last year. And you know, he tested free agent, and I don't know if you guys, anybody probably thought he was going to get that much, but hey, he got paid, and I couldn't be more happy and proud for him. So, yeah, things like that, you always look and say, man, at the end of the tunnel, there is light, and you begin to see how the safety market is shaping up. You see guys like Devin McCourty, I like what I seen right there. So it was something like, you know, you're starting to see how the deals and things are shaping up, and it's starting to be excited.
As a restricted free agent, did you even come close to – sign in an offer sheet with anybody? I'm not asking you who, but were there opportunities for you to do so?
I guess the specifics, you know, I kind of don't want to get into that, but you know, I think that there were interest, and but ultimately I'm here, and I'm actually glad that things worked out the way it worked out, and I'm actually back in Cleveland at least for another year, because I wouldn't want to be playing for another organization right now. I'm here. That's why I want to get something worked out, and that's why I'm showing up, and I'm ready to get the ball rolling.
Did you hold out of all the OTAs because they gave you the second round tender, or what was your mindset, and was it your decision?
Everything was my decision. My agent, nobody had a plan it. He just supported it, gave me the pros and the cons to it. And that was one of those things where, I would be lying if I said the contract situation didn't have something to do with it, because it did. But also I had personal things and family matters that I had to tend to. Were they 2 months long worth? No, but at the same time, I had personal matters that which I don't want to touch on right now. I had personal matters that I did have to tend to, and that are ongoing. So I wouldn't lie to you guys and say, hey man, the contract situation didn't have nothing to do with me holding out, because it did. I felt like I warranted that, and but at the end of the day, I'm here, and I hope that, you know, something can get worked out sooner rather than later.
Are you surprised other teams shied away from you from giving you an offer because you're knee injured?
You know, I really couldn't specify that. I can understand if I had to have surgery, if it was like torn ligaments, but you know, guys suffer MCLs and they play with them. That's one of the things, like I felt like I would have been able to play had we made the playoffs. So I don't think that injury was that serious to the point where it shied them away from that. I feel like in any situation like that, it gave them more leverage than me. I felt like if I would have played the season out last year, who knows, I probably would be courtside with Joe at the Cavs game.
Are you surprised? When, last time we talked to you in, I don't know, week 11, 12, whatever. Yep. That was, You sounded hopeful that something would be done. Are you surprised we're here in late June still talking about
this? Being totally honest, I am surprised. I'm surprised that I'm here. I'm surprised that everything transpired the way that it did from the tender on down. But that's not my decision to wear my feelings on my sleeve. I'm still a professional athlete at the end of the day, and I got to conduct myself that way. But, you know, I'm still only human, and, yeah, I get into my feelings sometimes. And I'm surprised that we are here now. But honestly, that these type of things take time. These type of things does not happen overnight. But when we started back, when the first, you know, contract situation first surfaced around January, I didn't see it spilling into training camp. That was not ideal situation for me. But like I said, I can't control that.
That was Pro Bowl free safety of your Cleveland Browns, Tashawn Gibson, addressing the media earlier this week. He's back. He's eager to get this done. I know that the Browns want to get it done. So hopefully, all that this means is that he signed it. Ultimately, it just means that they have more and more time with him on the field working to get this long-term deal done, and I know that is the goal of both the Browns and Tashawn Gibson, so look for that to happen coming up. All right, when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Still to come, the Gribs will be with us at 2 o'clock. We've got higher or lower. We've got the Friday forecast, so a lot to get to here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.